The first reading today, we hear from the prophet Isaiah about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and therefore the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And while all of them are important, the one that of course is highlighted the most is the fear of the Lord. And we have to understand exactly what that means. That does not being scared of God. It does not mean being afraid, but rather it means that we love God so much that we would fear to offend him in any way. And that is an important thing for all of us to look at. Number one, do we really love him that much? And how much are we really serious about not offending him? Most of us, I think, don't want to commit any mortal sins. But maybe a lot of us don't really care if we commit venial sins. The imperfections don't bother us in the least. And then we say, but I love the Lord. Like, right. So think about that with your spouse. I love my spouse so much I won't beat him over the head with a hammer, but it'll be okay if I kick him in the shins every day. It's not going to be okay either. We look at it and go, yeah, but it's not as bad as this, and it doesn't really cause that much problem. I mean, a bruise here or there, what's the big deal? It's like, but if I love somebody, I don't want to offend them at all. That's the whole idea. How do we serve this person? And how do we seek really the will of God in all things? We see as the Holy Spirit is poured out, for instance, on Elizabeth, that she's given clearly knowledge and understanding, because suddenly out of nowhere she understands that our Blessed Lady is the mother of the Messiah, that she is the mother of my Lord, as she put it. She's the mother of God. Now at that point, Mary and Joseph knew about that. There is no way that Elizabeth could know. Mary simply greeted her. She didn't explain anything to her. She didn't say, look, here's what's happening. An angel appeared and all this happened. No. Elizabeth simply was given knowledge. And she was given understanding to be able to recognize what's going on. And then you see the fear of the Lord, the reverence that she has. And that statement, blessed is she who believed that what God spoke to her would be fulfilled. Now we look at ourselves and we ask, am I living that? Am I allowing the Holy Spirit to work in me in a profound way? I was thinking about it this morning, reflecting on a homily of St. Bernard, and in essence, it's the one that'll be in the Office of Readings for tomorrow, and he's talking about how essentially the angels are just waiting. The angel Gabriel comes to Our Lady, asks if she would be the mother of the Messiah, and it's like they're just waiting, and finally it comes to the point where she says yes, and you could just see them all just rejoicing. She said yes, can you believe it? And I thought to myself, thanks be to God that it was a woman. Because if it was a guy, we'd say, well, you know, how about if we do it this way? Wouldn't it be better if we could, let's talk about this. Let's try and figure this out and understand it. She just simply accepted and said yes. The fear of the Lord, she was going to do God's will, and there was no discussion about it. We look at somebody like Zechariah, whose house Our Lady went to, and he couldn't speak because he thought he had a better idea than the angel did. And of course, the angel was only telling him what God's will was. And he wanted to argue the point. Our Lady didn't do that. And so it's an important thing for all of us, obviously, male or female, doesn't matter. All of us have to be working toward that point of the fear of the Lord, to allow that love of God to grow within us to the point where we simply want to be conformed to his will. And obviously for the men, we see that in St. Joseph. The angel appeared to Joseph, told him what was going on. He accepted immediately. There was no discussion. There was no argument. You can see the holiness of the man and that he was conformed to the will of God and he wanted only to do the will of God. And when he knew the will of God, he immediately responded. So that's kind of the example for all of us. Can we respond to the will of God? The problem, of course, that we're going to say is, well, how do we know what the will of God is? Just leave that to God. He will let you know. Obviously, the duties of your state in life are the will of God for you at this moment, but he will let you know the other things. The devil's going to, of course, try to get in there and mess things up, and he's going to try and give you these great ideas to be able to do because obviously it must be from God because it sounds so good. So you got to be careful. But again, pray for the knowledge and pray for understanding so that just like Elizabeth, you can have that insight to be able to know something that you haven't been told, you haven't studied. She knew, obviously, the prophecies that were there. But even for her to say, blessed is she who believed that the Lord's promise, what the Lord promised to her would be fulfilled. It's like, how would she know what God promised to Our Lady? How would she understand these things except by the grace of the Holy Spirit that was given to her? So all of us can pray for that grace to be able to work in us. As we grow in holiness, those gifts are going to become more profound in us. In every one of us, there may be a particular gift of the Holy Spirit that is more operative than others. You might notice one or two, and the rest you might not notice so much. But as you continue to grow, as you become more conformed to the Lord, all of them are going to start to become more obvious. But it's that point of the fear of the Lord that has to be the foundation. And we all need to pray for that because that's the one that is going to help us in all things to conform ourselves to Him. So that's what He desires. We see that obviously in our Blessed Lady, but she was conformed to the will of God from the instant of her conception. We see it in Saint Joseph and the great holiness of that man. We see it in Elizabeth, obviously the holiness that she had. We didn't see it right away in Zechariah, but by the end of 9 months of not being able to talk, maybe he had an opportunity to really pray and he got himself conformed to the will of God. Yeah, and his mouth was open and he praised the Lord. And so it can happen for us too. We're maybe not there yet. Maybe we're like Zechariah. Maybe we want to argue the point. Maybe we have a better idea, so we think. Maybe the way that God wants to do it, we just don't understand and it doesn't make sense to us. Right. We're in good, well, not in good company with that, because Satan and all the other angels, it didn't make sense. They wanted to argue the point. Look at where it got them. Don't argue with God. Just accept. Be at peace. But that's where we have to pray for those gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are what allow us to live extraordinary Christian lives. If we really want to be holy, if we really want to be conformed to the will of God, we need those gifts that are given. Certainly they're given at baptism. They're given in their fullness at confirmation. So we all have them already. If we're not seeing them operative in us, it's because we have buried them, because we have piled all kinds of stuff on top of it so that they're buried underneath it. Let's dig them out. Let's pray for the grace to get all the junk off of them that we have piled on top so that the Holy Spirit can actually work in us, so that the grace of God can be working to conform us to His will. And pray in a special way. It's one thing to be able to look at all these other things like, oh, if I had this or that, I could do it. And then the pride gets in the way and we mess the whole thing up anyway. Pray for the fear of the Lord. Because if we have that, there can be no pride. It's just simply seeking the will of God and being conformed to Him. then we can have all the other gifts as well, and they're not going to be a problem for us. We're not going to take any kind of pride in them because we're seeking God first. So pray especially for that, for the fear of the Lord, because as it was with our Lord, as we see with our Blessed Lady, that is their greatest rejoicing, the fear of the Lord, to be conformed in all things to the will of God.